Halach applies to a gas. A gas is a wine vat, where they're making the wine. Is the chura, what's the chiddush of the wine vat? So Rashi says, v'hai gas mahi. Irishus yachol kamol l'shlo yamashrav v'yoshid. Savor the gas v'yito kli v'yishter hotonel eration. As if the gas, the wine vat, mamish means the rishus yachid, so pshita, that's the ratio of the Mishnah. El alav, the gas karmelis. So the chiddush where the Mishnah says v'chein begas means even though this wine vat is not yud tefachim high, it's only 5 tefachim high, so it's only a karmelis. Still, even by a karmelis, we have the gzeirah that you're not allowed to stand in the rishus rabbim and just put your head into the wine vat and drink the wine. That's awesome in the rabbonim. Even though it's only a karmelis, and even if you carry out from the wine vat to the rishus rabbim, it's only awesome in the rabbonim. Still, the rabbonim make gzeirah. So that's a bias riot from our Mishnah, even by a karmelis it's also. For Rav Rama, Rav says no. When our Mishnah says v'chein begas, it's not talking about inyan hoitzor. Linyan meiser. The Mishnah is talking about hilchas meiser. The loch of meiser is, before you take off trumas and meiser from peiris, you're not allowed to eat the peiris. Now, midiraisa, you're only not allowed to eat achilas kva. On achilas arai, a little bit you're allowed to. So, Shiloh, what's called a little bit, what's called a lot? So that we'll soon say some hilchas meiser. V'chein nomer asheshes v'chein begas linyan meiser. Now that we're talking about drinking wine from the vat where they make the wine is nogeya hilchas meiser. It's none. We learn it like this: shoysen al agas. You're allowed to drink wine from the vat even though you didn't take off trumas meiser yet, because it's all considered achilas arai. You're just taking a little bit that you're allowed to drink even before you took off trumas meiser. It's not shoysen al agas. Bein b'chan and bein b'tzoinin. Whether the wine is hot or whether the wine is cold, still it's mutter. Upot the divrei of Meir. Meir holds you allowed to. They're both called the shtiyas arai, a little bit drink. It's not called yukaveyam. You're putting yourself down to a meal. That's mutter. Divrei of Meir. Rabbi Lezev, Rabbi Tzadik Mechayev. He holds no. Shrashi Mechayev b'meziga asher moizgoy b'mayim mishavi lekfar. Once you add a little bit of water into the wine, you like mix the wine, make it drinkable, that's called the kvas. It's called you're sitting down now to have a meal of wine, and that's also to drink before you take off the trumas and meisus. The Chacham say like this, Ala chamim chayiv. If it's hot wine, then you chayiv. That's called an shtiyas kvas. And as far as the Rashi says is, because once the wine is hot already, you can't pour the wine back into the wine vat. It'll spoil the rest of the wine. So when you take out this much wine, you have that to drink the whole thing, that's called the kvam. The alatsoni potter. But if the wine is still cold, then you could pour the extra wine, leftover wine, back into the vat. So it's called, you just took one little sip now. Therefore, mifnei shemachzer es hamoisim. Since if the wine is cold, you could pour the wine back into the vat. That's only called achilas arai, and therefore you're allowed to drink it even without taking off trumas amaisis. So the kit to their special aloch is about drinking the wine from the wine vat, is it called the shtiyas kva, or is it called the shtiyas arai? That's what our Mishnah means. V'chein begas, the same aloch is. About drinking, it also applies. That it's also. And Rashi says, this shayson alagas, the chain the Mishnah means, oimed alagas, if somebody is standing on the vat, the shayson is drinking, the chosman shlohetzio lechutz, chosman, you didn't carry the wine out of the vat, lav shtiyas kvahi, that's not called, you will kaveya, you set your side to drink wine now. Upotem in amaisem, bein shemozge, b'chamim bein shemozge b'tzoinin. That's what our Mishnah means, the chain begas, the same alachom, chosman, you put your head inside the vat, or on top of the vat, and you didn't take the wine away from the vat, you're just drinking the wine right there on top of the vat, you should know that's called the shtiras arai. It's called only a temporary, a little bit drink, a little sip you're taking, and that you're allowed to take, even though you didn't take off trumas amaisis. So that's all our Mishnah means. But it doesn't mean to say aloch of a karmelis. So therefore, according to Rava, by a karmelis there is no gzeirin. But Abaye holds no, even by a karmelis also you have a gzeirin. Mishnah Baita. Koilet Adam minha maschilo lamata meyutfachim. Chaylet Adam means, in the times of Gemara, they used to have a roof. On top of the roof, it was a flat roof. And when it rained, a lot of water came on top of the roof. So they used to have a gutter, that the water on top of the roof used to go to the gutter, and the gutter would come down the pipe. Now you want to get the water away from the gutter. The roof is a Rishus HaYochid. Now the gutter, usually the gutter, is within Gimel Tfachim off the roof. It's right below the roof. So since it's within Gimel Tfachim off the roof, that it has a halacha like the roof, that's also called the Rishus HaYochid. So therefore, you're not allowed to, if you're standing in the Rishus HaRabim, you're not allowed to put your hand into the gutter or put a kli right next to the gutter and get the water from the gutter. Because kol zaman the water is in the gutter, since the gutter is right near the roof, it's considered like the water is in the Rishus HaYochid on top of the roof, and it's us to take the water from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. So the Yetzer is, you have to wait until the water starts dripping down. When the water drips out of the gutter, when it's dripping, then the water is no place. The water is not in the Rishus HaYochid, because it's in the ear now. So then Manashach, the ear, if the ear is within Yutfachim, it's called the Rishus HaRabim, and you're also standing in the Rishus HaRabim. Elamai is higher than Yutfachim, so what? Higher than Yutfachim, when the water is dripping down and in the ear, it's a Mokum Tur, higher than Yutfachim. So Manashach, when the water is dripping down, then you're allowed to catch the water if you're standing in Rishus HaRabim. That's the Mishnah. Koilet Adim means you could catch the dripping water. Min HaMaschila, from the gutter, Lamata miYutfachim. If it's lower than Yutfachim. Or Min HaTzinor miKol Mokim Shoisa. From the Tzinor, that's the pipe that takes the water Mamish into the Rishus HaRabim. So when the water comes out of the Tzinor, it's Mamish in the Rishus HaRabim, then you're allowed to even drink the water from the pipe itself. Because the water is not in the Rishus HaYochid anymore, like the pipe now takes it from the gutter, from the roof, into the Rishus HaRabim. So when the water is coming out of this pipe, it's mamash in the Rishus HaRabim already. So then there's no shallows of Vaitzor. You're allowed to mamash even drink the water straight out of the pipe. So let's see Rashi. Koilat Adem min HaMatchila. Lamata miYutfachim. Means Gagin Shalahem Chalokim Hoyu. Their roofs were usually smooth. V'tochim Metit. They had cement on top of it. U'ma'azovim Ketanim Harbe Hoyu Lagag. There are a lot of gutters on the Gag. Loitzi amayim, to take the water out of it. V'noistim lamata mihem dav k'neged orech ha-koytum, v'shepua, v'chol amazim shoyf chemola. All the other gutters will take the water onto the, into this pipe. V'u mevi kol amayim l'mokim echad, shlo yazik es ha-koytum. Now v'yom adodim rishus rabim, person stands in the rishus rabim, v'koylet v'kli lamata miyutfochim, min amayim ha-yordim min ha-maschilam. If the water is dripping off the gutters, he's allowed to collect the water when it's falling down. The koilet afka, you can only collect the water that's dripping. The first big gemara, avolo yitzarif, you can't piv or kli lemeschila. You can't put your mouth or the keli right next to the gutter. Shuba pochus mishloisha somach lagan, because the gutter is 3 tefachim away from the roof. The afa pishulamata miyud, even though the gutter really is within yud tefachim off the ground, mikomokum. My timer, why is it osir? Toilu mutelis loirech hakoisov v'teich gimul lagag. Since it's within 3 tefachim away from the roof, is dami legag. The gutter has the same halacha like the roof. It's like you're taking it from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, the gutter itself, if the gutter is within gimel tefachim off the roof, it's like bottle to the roof, it's considered part of Rishus HaRabim, part of Rishus HaYochid. So you're not going to take your hands, your keli, or your mouth, and take the water out of the gutter. But rather, you have to wait until the water starts to drip down. When the water is dripping down, then you can catch the water. Mashenkim min atziner, that's this pipe that takes the water into Rishus HaRabim. There, at the end of the pipe, it's mamish in the Rishus HaRabim. So then you're allowed to drink from the pipe itself. So the Gemara, coil it in. You're only allowed to catch the dripping water off the gutters of the roof. Ava metzaref loy. But to put your mouth right onto the gutter, or put a kli into the gutter to get the water off the gutter, that's aser. My timer, what's the reason why is it osir? Omer Rav Nachman Hoche b'maschila pochos migimel somach lagag askinen. We're talking about here, this maschila, this gutter, is less than 3 tefachim away from the roof. The whole pochos migimel, anything that's less than 3 tefachim, somach lagag kagag domi. Anything that's less than 3 tefachim away from the roof is considered part of the roof. So therefore, since the roof itself is the Rishus HaYochid, so the water in the gutter is also considered like the Rishus HaYochid. Therefore, it's also to take the water out of the gutter into your hand or into the keli, because you're standing in the Rishus HaRabim. So it's considered like you're taking the water from a Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, you can't take the water out of the gutter. What then? But when the water starts to drip out of the gutter by itself, when the water is dripping, the water now, Amanashach, it's in the air. So either the air is less than Yud, which is the Rishus HaRabim, you're also standing in the Rishus HaRabim, so it's mutter. Elamai, the air is higher than Yud Tfachim, that's a Malkim Ptur. So when the water is dripping, then you're allowed to catch it. But you can't, mitzaref, you can't put your hand with the keli into the gutter. The Maratani Nam Yochi, I have a raya from another Bryce of like this also. Oy made Adem Rishus HaYochid. A person is allowed to stand in the Rishus HaYochid. Umagbiya yodoy lamalo miyasar tvachim, and take his hand up higher than 10 tvachim. Lepochus mishalosh somech legag, that the gutter is less than 3 tvachim away from the gag. Lekelet, and he can catch the water. Ubavach leitzarif, but providing though he should not be mitzarif, mamish put his hands right next to the gutter itself, because then there'll be an issoy, so you're carrying it. Here, it says, the person is standing in the Rishus Yochid. What should be the Issa here? If you're standing in the Rishus Yochid and picking up your hand, so the Chur on top of the Gag is also Rishus Yochid. So what should be the Issa from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Yochid? If you'll be Gervis here, standing in the Rishus Rabbin will be good. You're not allowed to stand in the Rishus Rabbin and take it out. So you have to say another shalos, talking about from one rishus to another rishus could be. It means that the gutter, or you have to say then the gutter, like Rashi says, is Yechavi's roof. So the Chura, that's his rishus. So you're not allowed to carry from his rishus into your rishus, you didn't make the move of chaseris. And we go now, according to the Shita then, from carrying from a roof into a chaser's also, not like Rav Shimon. We go according to Rabbanan, or according to Rav Meir, that you're not allowed to carry from a roof onto a chaser. So here, you're not allowed to stand in the rishus of Yochid and put your hand next to the tzinner, next to the gutter to take the water out of it. Since the gutter is within 3 tefachim from the roof, it's considered part of the roof, and you're carrying the water from that person's rishus into your rishus, that would be yosef. That's a right from our mishnah. Even our mishnah is talking about better. Our mishnah is talking about you standing in the rishus rabin, and if you put your hand and take it out of the gutter, since the gutter is 3 tefachim away from the gag, which is the rishus yochid, he'll be also carrying from rishus yochid to rishus rabin. But the same thing, you can't carry from one rishus to another rishus. Tanya iduch, another brayse says, lo yamed odem rishus yochid. A person should not stand in the rishus yochid. V'yagbiya yodoy lemalo miyasar tefachim, and pick his hand up higher than 10 tefachim. To what? Lepochus migimul somach legag, to reach that gutter, that gutter is less than 3 tefachim away from the roof. V'yitzarif, and he'll put his keli or put his mouth right next to the gutter. That's also, because again, it's considered, since the gutter is 3 tefachim away from that roof, it's considered like the water there is part of the roof. So now it's in that person's rishus. You can't take the water from his rishus into your rishus. Ah, well, the answer is, you're allowed to catch the water when the water is running down, when the water is in the ear, the water is not in that person's rishus, and the yavir, so there you're allowed to catch the water and take the water. You're not taking it from one rishus to another rishus. That's within of our Mishnah also. When the water is coming off the gutter, that the gutter is 3 tefachim off the roof, away, less than 3 tefachim away from the roof, you're not allowed to catch the water from the gutter, but you have to let the water drip down, and the dripping water you can get. But the tzinner, that's the pipe that takes the water from the gutter into the Rishus HaRabim, there you're allowed to drink. Why? We're saying because the pipe is in the Rishus HaRabim, so if you're standing in the Rishus HaRabim, there's no hoitso. You're taking the water from the Rishus HaRabim and using it there. That's muta. Matana. Im yesh betzinner dal 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 doser. If the end of the pipe has a mokum 4x4, then it's oser. Why? Nifneishu kemaitzim Rishus HaShus. Then we consider this pipe, since it's dollar by dollar, so monoshach. If it's yutzvachim hai, it's mamash rishus yochid, and you're standing in rishus rabin, so you're now going to take the water from rishus yochid to rishus rabin. Elamai, it's less than yutzvachim, so it's a caramelist. Anything that's in the rishus rabin, which is gevayim, it's more than 3 tvachim off the ground, from 3 to 10 tvachim, is called a caramelist. Here, that it's wide, 4x4. So the water at the end of the pipe is like in a caramelist. And you're standing in the Rishus HaRabim. Then you're not allowed to take the water from the gutter into the Rishus HaRabim. So that's called, you're taking it from a caramelist into the Rishus HaRabim. Yeah. Right. So the Mishnah. Bor Rishus HaRabim. If you have a bor in the Rishus HaRabim, V'chol Yisai Gevoya Yud, and the Chalisa, that's their rim around the bor. It's also, you have like the dirt you took out of the bor, you put around the rim, and you made a high fence around the bor, which is Yutzvachim high. So the kids are inside the bor is a Rishus HaYochid. And not only do you have Lechur, the bor is deep Yutzvachim, but there's even a fence going around the bor, also Gevoya Yutzvachim. Now, Chaloin Shagabav. Somebody has a window that opens up on top of this bor. That's where your window. You have like living on a second story, and your window opens up that right underneath you is this bor. You're allowed to fetch up the water on Shabbos. because the bor is a reshus yochid, and your reshus, your window is a reshus yochid. So you're allowed to carry from one to the other. Nobody lives in the bor. It's not called somebody else's reshus. There's no risk of soivim the rabbanim from one reshus to another reshus. You only know every chateris here. It's only a loch of one person's apartment to another person's house to carry. But in the bor, it's not called a reshus of urine. People don't live there. You're allowed to carry from the bor into your apartment. What about ashpa reshus rabbin? If you have a junkyard in reshus rabbin, which is where you throw the junk, is gevoya yutzvachim. It's higher now yutzvachim, and zicha wide for tzvachim. So on top of the ashpa, on top of the junk, is reshus yochid now. If you have an apartment and your window upstairs opens up right on top of the junkyard, on Shabbos you're allowed to pour your dirty water out of your apartment into the junkyard. Because since the junkyard is high, Yitzchokim, and it's wide dollar by dollar, it's called Rishus Yochid. So you're throwing from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Yochid, it's mutter. So the Marba Mayaskin, what are we talking about? If you're telling me now this bor is mamish right next to the wall, this is the Reish of the Mishnah. Now, if you have your window upstairs, you're allowed to throw the water down into this bor. So if the bor is right next to the wall of your house, and there's no Rishus Rabin between the wall and the bor, lo malichul yayud, why do we have to have the rim around the bor comes up high? Yutvachim, it's poshit. The bor itself is deep, yutvachim. So the bor is Rishus Yochid. So you're throwing it from your apartment into Rishus Yochid's mutter. Why do you have to have the rim is yutvachim high? And the Gemara Amar Rav Huna, Halacha b'Mayaskin, you know what we're talking about here. B'mofleges min ha-koysel arba. We're talking about, no, this bor is away from the koysel for tefachim. Now, that Rabin walked through there. So the kid says, Rishus Rabin there. So when you're throwing now from your window into Rishus Yochid, you're throwing from Rishus Yochid through a Rishus Rabin into Rishus Yochid. And that should be Yasser. Now, why does the Mishnah say it's Yasser? V'tayim odika chul Yasserah. Since we're talking about the rim around the bor is 10 tefachim high, therefore, when you throw the water from your apartment, how high is the water going? The water is always 10 tefachim higher than Rishus Rabin, because you want to get the water inside the bor. Now, around the bor is a rim going up 10 tefachim high. So when you throw the water from your window, it goes straight into this rim. The water never hits the Rishus Rabin. The water never comes within Yutzvachim off the ground. The water is always higher Yutzvachim, and when it finally comes into Yutzvachim, it's in the bor already, which is the Rishus Yochid. So you're not carrying from Rishus Yochid through a Rishus Rabin into Rishus Yochid. That's why the Mishnah says it's mutter. But Zemar, Taima Dika Chul Yasorah, Holeka Chul Yasorah, but if the rim would not be 10 Tefachim higher, then it would be Yasor.
Why? Come Metaltal Mi Rishus Yochid, Rishus Yochid, Derech Rishus Rabin. Because you're carrying the water up from the bor, which is the Rishus Yochid, but through the Rishus Rabin into Rishus Yochid. Now the Ritzvah learned this would be a gzera that maybe sometimes it will fall into the Rishus Rabin, or else some people want to say that it goes according to Rabbi Kiva, that you say klut to Kamishun Chedomi. So sit it like it rested in the Rishus Rabin, that's why it would be Yosser.
Mashmur Kulon would be Yosser with the Rabbanon here at most. We have Yechon and Rabbi Yechon says, no, feel tame the smucha. Even if you're telling me now that the bor is right next to the wall, still, what's the chiddush then? You have to have the chulya, the rim around the bor. Push it, you have a bor deep down, you're talking. The chiddush of the Mishnah is Hakamashmun. Rabbi Yechon Shit always is that the bor of Chayisim is tarfon yasarum. We're talking about the bor is not by itself deep, yutvachim. The bor by itself is only deep 5 tvachim, and the rim comes up 5 tvachim. That's the chiddush that the chulya and the bor is mitzvah to make it into Rishus Yochid. Say Nechnami, you don't have to come on that there's a space of Rishus Rabin between the window and the bor. No, the bor is right next to the wall. The Kachinam Shita, you're throwing from your window straight down to Rishus Yochid. The Teres is, the chiddush is, who says it's Rishus Yochid? The bor is only 5 tvachim deep, so it's not a Rishus Yochid. No, with the chulya together it's in stars. By the ashpa Rishus Rabin, who are they not to throw out to a junkyard? Why aren't we afraid? How could you throw from your window to top of a junkyard? Maybe they'll clean out the ashpa in the middle of Shabbos or before Shabbos, and you still come to carry out. And then the ashpa is less than yutzvachim high. You're throwing it to Rishus Rabin. V'ravin baravada omer Rav Yitzchok. Nice b'mavo yechot. You see the yechot kol liyam. We had this more before. That one side of the mavo opened up to a yam. V'tzid yechot kol liyashpa. The other wall was an ashpa. That was the wall for the fourth side of the movi. Well, Bob Meister from the Rebbe, that he asked the Shaila to Rebbe, he didn't want to be mad if you're carrying this movi or not. The question is, where was the fourth wall? It was an ashpa. So who the junkyard has a good wall. What's wrong? He was afraid maybe they'll clean away the ashpa, and then the yam, and huadin the yam will also throw away the mechitzes there, so you won't have the two mechitzes. That's the sad white also. Of the he didn't say it's klor also to carry this movi, to a kind mechitzes. Right now the ashpa is there. Right now the yam didn't throw away the bank. There is a mechitza on the bank still. Whereas the water is down, yutfachim, and there's a bank there, yutfachim. So right now you have a mechitza. But our co-pointing, you see, he was mesupik if these mechitzas are good. We should be afraid, maybe they'll clean away the ashpa. There also, how can you say clearly you're allowed to throw from your window into the ashpa? Maybe they'll clean it out. The more like kasha, the yachid or the rabbin. If it's a private one, then we're afraid they'll clean it out. So Rashi, the rabbin, masnisim biyash for the rabbin. Our Mishnah talking about it belongs to the rabbin. If I says, but a rabbin there, we're not afraid they'll come to clean it out. Therefore, it belongs to the rabbin, then you are allowed to throw from your window into the rabbin, there we're not afraid they'll be cleaned out. Yep, that will stop there.
You're holding up tzaddik test on the base. So let's Mishnah. Elon shohoye mesa chalorets. If you had a tree that its branches were spread out and they came down close to the ground, is imei noifay gvoye menorot shloisha tfochim, if the branches come down, that are not off the ground, they're not less than 3 tfochim away from the ground, is metalt lentachtov. Then you should know you're allowed to carry underneath the tree. Is when these branches come down, they have a shem mechitzis on them. So since they come down all around the tree, it's like it's encircled by a mechitzis all around. Therefore, underneath the tree, inside, you're allowed to carry, because it's considered a reshus yachid, since it has like 4 walls all around it. So the Mishnah again, not halacha, shiroshav gevoye menorot gimel tfachim. Shiroshav, that means like the roots, or the stump of a tree. If it's 3 tfachim high off the ground, then it has a shem ilon on it, it has a shem tree, and midrabbonin is halacha zot Mishnah lo yeshiv alehin. You're not allowed to sit on a tree on Shabbos, like we'll see in the Gemara. You're not allowed to be mishtamish at all with a tree. It's gzeirah midrabbonin, because we're afraid maybe you climb up the tree, and if you climb up a tree, we're afraid it's gzeirah you come to pull off a branch. And pulling off a branch of a tree is an issur d'oraisa. Therefore, midrabbonin, you are not allowed to be mishtamish at all with a tree. You can't sit on a tree, you can't lean on a tree, you can't hang things on a tree. Now, what is considered a tree? So that's what the Mishnah says, kol zaman d'shrosh of any part of the tree is 3 tefachim off the ground, that's called a tree. Okay, so if it's less than 3 tefachim off the ground, then it's not called a tree, then that's called botel to the karka, that you are allowed to be mishtamish with it. Yeah. So at the Gemara, Omer Rav Huna, b'rei de Rav Yeshua, ein metaltlin boy, yois mebeis asayim. Is that the Mishnah says underneath the tree, if it has the branches coming down, you're allowed to carry under the tree, but you should know if it's a base sasayim, that means more than 70 yamas by 70 yamas wide, then it's also to be metaltel. It's even though the branches come down, that has a shem mechitza, but these mechitzas are not mat to you to carry if the area inside is more than a base sasayim. So the Gemara has to cast your my timer, like why not? So Rashi learns the kasha my timer is hakol heck of the dira afilu asara kurimuta. As we're talking about now, you planted this tree almanas to have long and wide branches that the shema, the person that watches the field, will be able to come underneath the tree and like live there or stay there in the shade. So it was planted almanas to live there that the shema should be there. So if you have the mechitzis that are made for dira for living inside it, then even if it's wide as they are, even if it's 10 kurim, it should be mutter. So what does Rav Huna say only up until a base asayim? But more than a base asayim, it's also to metaltel under this tree. Why not? And for the Gemara, the Teretz is,